That reading I just heard ends with Jesus' very first words in the book of Mark, this very brief, succinct book. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. But Lent begins, as our screen says, in the wilderness, doesn't it? And to get there, though, Mark has Jesus baptized by John on the River Jordan, quickly in this passage, giving him his identity with a voice from heaven that says, "You are my son, the beloved, in you I am well pleased." But Mark, in his hurried way, doesn't even give Jesus time to have a nice little baptism party with his family. Instead, he kicks him out into the wilderness. The Greek word is, literally, the Spirit kicks him into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan right away. Now, wilderness. We tend to think of wilderness in this country as beautiful national parks and forests, right? Painted Canyon, Colorado Rockies. What are some of your favorite wildernesses? Okay, all right. They're all over. Yellowstone is probably my absolute favorite. And there, since the days of Teddy Roosevelt, we've been preserving them for future generations. What a good thing. But that was not the wilderness of first century Palestine. This wilderness was ugly, barren, hot, miserable, dangerous, the haunt of scorpions and cutthroat criminals and wild animals that were ready to devour you. It was a threatening, scary place. Kind of like the Land of Mordor in Lord of the Rings, you know, sort of like that. Or like if you know the movie Princess Bride, which we saw 1,000 times in our family, it's the firestorm, fire swamp, right? Something like that. Not a pretty place to be. Also, we're told it's the haunt of Satan here in this passage, the place of temptations and threats targeted to the places that we are most vulnerable, you might say, to falling. And John the Baptist, you notice, though, he goes out into the wilderness before Jesus to proclaim that right there in the most dangerous, risky, scary, threatening, ungodly, chaotic place, that right there, in fact, is where God is going to build a highway of salvation. Right? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Remember that from Advent? A road back to God, to sanity, to peace, to the goodness of life that we heard about back in creation. So where is your wilderness these days? Where is it that you feel most tempted or most vulnerable or most threatened right now? Like you're out in the wilderness with the wild beasts trying to devour you. Maybe it's some besetting sin or some pattern in your life that you can't seem to overcome. Maybe it's something in your family that's been going on. Maybe it's the falling oil prices and how it's affecting your job, your business. Scary stuff that can be real wilderness experiences. But you know what? Lent isn't just a season of the year, is it? A wilderness season of once a year. It can be at any season in your life when your life is thrown into wilderness experiences. Well, Jesus was thrown out there for 40 days, and he comes out of it proclaiming good news. Interesting. But it's as if in order for him to be credible to us, he had to go through what we find ourselves in at times. He has to enter into the worst evil on the planet, engaging the jagged edges of real life, experience it all like we experience it, a fallen, broken world, and emerge victorious before he can be believed when he says, precisely in these wilderness places, the kingdom of God is at hand. New life is beginning. So here's your faith question for the first week of Lent. What's your current wilderness experience? What is it you're struggling with? If you aren't in a struggle right now, great. Then think back on some that you've had in your life before and how you have gotten through those. And even though you didn't know it at the time, how you experienced that God was with you in those things. Cleansing you, clarifying your identity, and giving you a clearer sense of the path in your life that you're called to. Well, in honor of the Academy Awards that are tonight, I want to share with you one of my favorite movies. It's called Tender Mercies. It's from the 80s. Robert Duvall won the Academy Award for Best Actor that year. Anybody remember that movie? Okay, a few people are old enough here to remember that. Well, it's about, now, Robert Duvall is playing a country western star. He's risen to the top of the country western charts. Great music in this movie, by the way, if you like country. And he's all the top of the charts with his wife, Dixie. They were the king and queen of country music. But alcoholism took it all away from him. His wife, his daughter, his career, his prestige, his money. And in the scene you're about to witness, he's awakened from a week-long binge of drinking in this godforsaken place, wakes up from a blackout to find himself in this motel room in this run-down motel and gas station out in the middle of nowhere. It's being run by a Vietnam veteran soldier's widow and her little son, Sonny. And there he is, wakes up, not a penny to his name. And as you watch, listen for the sound of the wind blowing through this thing. The whole movie, the wind is blowing. And as you watch also, see if you can identify the name of this motel.
Lady, I'm broke. I'll be glad to work out what I owe you.
All right. But there's no drinking while you're working here.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you hungry?
Well, I could eat something, yeah.
Sure is a pretty day, isn't it, Sonny?
Yes, ma'am.
Wish I had time to stay out here in the yard and enjoy it a little bit.
Why don't you?
Oh, I can't, honey. I've got a million things to do today.
I'll help you.
Oh, I know you will.
You still need help the next couple of days. I'd like to work on.
So, did you catch the name of that motel? Mariposa, which means what? Yeah, butterfly. Interesting, eh? Symbol of the resurrection, right in the wilderness. And I don't know if you remember, we had all those butterflies here on the windows last Easter. Mariposa, in the wilderness. So here Max is, this fallen country star, out in his wilderness, in some ways, I suppose, becoming aware that he's been in a wilderness for some time, and now just waking up to the fact that he's been in wilderness. And here he's battling with his addiction, right, from day to day, and having to come to terms with a devastating experience of devastating destruction he's caused in his own family, for himself, and for all the people around him that depended on him. In this godforsaken place, you know? Kind of the kind of wilderness that I think maybe Stephen Crane had in mind when he wrote this poem that's on this going to be on the screen here. It says, I walked in a desert and I cried, "Ah, God, take me from this place." A voice said, "It is no desert." And I cried, "Well, but the sand, the heat, the vacant horizon. It is no desert." Well, just as Jesus experienced in the wilderness, Max begins to see in this wilderness that God actually sent him ministering angels like this mom, this woman, and her son, and many others, too, that you'd see in the movie. And in fact, one scene that you don't see in here now today, I wish I could show you the whole movie, he is also being asked to come to church with this woman and her kid. She sings in the choir, and the first shocking thing is he stumbles into this church, and he knows every word of every song by heart. A month later, he decides to ask to be baptized, and it's a touching scene with him and Sonny both being baptized the same day. It's very touching. And, baptized in the wilderness, so to speak, huh? And another symbol of the Spirit blowing through this whole thing. And other good things happen in his wilderness. Watch this one.
I hadn't had a drink in 2 months. I think the drinking's behind me.
Do you? I'm glad I don't think it gets you anywhere.
You ever thought about marrying again?
Yeah, I have. You?
I thought about it lately. I guess it's no secret how I feel about you. A blind man could see that. You think about marrying me?
Yeah, I will.
How's that for a proposal, huh? Well, finding mercy and grace and love right there in his wilderness, huh? And slowly, Max, I think, is coming to realize it is no desert. But things get worse before they get better for him in this whole scene, this movie. Starts writing music again, and he's rejected by the music industry that used to worship him. loses his daughter. The struggle with addiction continues all the way through this, all the way to one last very painful scene. But you realize that Max is coming to terms through this painful stuff with the cleansing and clarifying and empowering of this wilderness experience, you know? He's being transformed into this life full of grace and truth that God wants for him. For Max, it's a new beginning, kind of like the beginning of this Gospel of Mark. Remember what it says? The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, this is Max's beginning of the good news, right in the wilderness. So since Jesus encountered the worst of the wilderness experience on our behalf, right on that cross, be assured that when you have your wilderness experiences, God is in it with you. You know, shaping you, cleansing you, correcting you, yes, refining you, to become more and more what he made you to be, God's precious son and daughter in whom he is well pleased, and preparing you to be a witness to others in their wilderness experiences, ministering angels, if you like, proclaiming the good news of God to them. In fact, it is no desert.